On May 14, 1911, Charles Wright and William Dillard saved a man from the edge of a 2,000-foot cliff.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Small groups were hiking that warm, dry Sunday afternoon at the top of Whiteside Mountain near Highlands, North Carolina. At a point known as Fool's Rock, a man slipped off the path and tumbled 150 feet down a nearly vertical slope. He would have gone over the sheer cliff at the bottom, but got tangled in a rhododendron bush growing 2 inches from the edge. Battered and unconscious, he lay there, an arm and a leg dangling over the precipice. Wright, a 38-year-old store owner, and Dillard, a 33-year-old liveryman, had been hiking nearby with their wives. Alerted to the situation, the two climbed down and slowly zigzagged across the slope's rocky face, using tiny hand and footholds. Partway down, Dillard lost his nerve, but Wright coaxed him to a place of relative safety. Then Wright slowly continued alone until he reached a bush just above where the man lay. Slowly grabbing his collar, Wright was able to pull the stricken man back from the brink, and eventually, with difficulty, to safety. The rescue took 2.5 hours, but all three recovered without serious injury.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.